sunshine is streaming into my window this afternoon, and so I am just going to take the advice of the fifth dimension, and I'm going to let the sunshine in, because I have a feeling that within minutes, the situation will change. And so I'm overexposed right now. I know everybody's going to tune in now. Center's overexposed. I'm talking about lighting. Please get your mind out of the gutters. This is Martin Zender bringing you another edition, the Tuesday edition of the Revelation series. I almost said the Idle Babbler Illustrated. That was my first newsletter back in 1994. I launched that in June of 94. That was actually my second newsletter. As I've said, in the 80s, I started a newsletter called Food for Thought. Very boring and very theological. But my breakthrough came in 1994 with the Idle Babbler Illustrated. 26 issues of that published. I'm currently on my fourth version. Not a version, but my fourth remake. I'm always trying to remake myself. I don't want to keep doing what I've been doing. I want to up the game. I want to up the ante. I want to do something new, do something different, break the mold. So every time a new manifestation of my newsletter comes out, I try to do it better, and I want to do it differently. And the Idle Babbler Illustrated ran from, I say, 94 to 99, or maybe 2000. Then, of course, the Clanging Gong News, and now the ZWTF. So that's how it goes. How long will the ZWTF go? I don't know. Why is the sunshine still here? I mean, I'm happy for it, but it never lasts this long. I'm in Ohio. The reason I mentioned the Idle Babbler Illustrated is that you won't believe who called me two nights ago. Go ahead. Anybody? No. No, not Obama. No, he doesn't care what I think. Charlotte LeMaster called me. Now, Charlotte LeMaster was an early subscriber to the Idle Babbler Illustrated. I have been friends with her since 94. And it was funny, when my newsletter came out, when people found a guy who was adding a little bit of humor to the Word of God, people were excited about it, young and old alike. And one of them was Charlotte LeMaster. I've been a friend for a long time. I visited her in Colorado Springs for the first time. She lives in Colorado Springs. She had been a fan and a supporter of the work, and I finally met her. I believe it was 2012. I had known her for what, 94, 2004, at least 15 years. Finally met her. Lovely woman. Just a beautiful, beautiful woman, a believer in the truth. She happens to think that I'm one of the most wonderful people on the planet. And she happens to be right. And she's 86 years old as I speak to you. She is 86 years old. Staunch as can be. To talk to her on the phone, you're convinced you're talking to a 30-year-old woman. She's spry. She's sprightly. She's fun. She called me after a long absence. Now, I feel bad about this because I have been remiss. I try my best to keep up with people, to love people, and to give myself, but I don't always, you know, I sometimes run out of emotional fuel. But she called me, and I was thrilled. She's lonely for fellowship. She has no fellowship out there in Colorado Springs, and she loves all the truths we do. Charlotte LeMaster, 86 years old. Colorado Springs, loves all the truth we do, understands Paul's distinct message, understands the salvation of all. But again, it was really a cry for help to me, and I responded. She goes, Martin, I know you're busy, but can you call me once in a while? And I said, you better believe I am going to call you. Are you kidding? Yes, I will call you regularly, and I am going to do it, to fellowship with this dear woman. Now, this is what I would like you to do. I would like you to write Charlotte LeMaster a card. Now, this woman has no computer. She does not know anything about computers. She's smart. No, those things are not mutually exclusive. In fact, smart people are probably the ones who are holding computers and cell phones and smartphones at arm's length. Because, as you know, when we enter the millennium here on Earth, there will be no more smartphones, no more computers, no more telephone companies, no more auto dealerships, no more traumatic exchanges between us and businesses that will take our money and take our peace and take our soul from us, like these phones and computers have done. Taken our soul, sucked our soul from us as we try to keep up with the latest technology. Charlotte is smarter than that. But because she does not have a computer, she cannot get my precious writings. And that's what she called them. I have to be honest with you. Martin, your writings are just so precious to me, honey. Darling, your writings, you just say the truth. And I could go on and on. It made me blush, but I suck it up. I soak it in. And so she can't get a hold of my writings. So this is what I would like you to do. I have two levels of effort I'm asking of you. I'm asking one level of effort from all of you, and I'm asking a special level of effort from that lucky person, the 11th caller. Let me tell you the first level of effort. Just drop her a note. She loves handwritten notes because as she has written me letters over the years, they have always been detailed handwritten letters like people used to write in the 1850s. And because, again, the dear woman has no computer, so I would like you to write her a handwritten letter. This will take some effort because you cannot email her. She doesn't have a computer. Her address is, just drop her a card or a line. Tell her you're thinking about her. Tell her that Martin Zender sent you. And she will be thrilled. Because she loves me, darling. She just loves me. And I think she pinched my cheeks when I showed up in Colorado Springs. She said, oh, Martin, I just love you. And I gave her a big kiss. Here it is. Charlotte Lemaster. CharlotteLemaster. T-E-R. This is her address. 1718 Wynkoop Drive. Don't panic. I'm going to spell that. W-Y-N-K-O-O-P. Wynkoop Drive, Colorado Springs, zip code 80909. Please drop Charlotte a line. Tell her you're thinking about her. She's 86 years old, a staunch believer, and she's all alone in this faith. Now, this is what I would like someone to do, because I just, being honest with you, I don't have what it takes to do this. She wants me to send me her newsletter. So I would have to specially print out my newsletter, fold it up, put it in an envelope, address it to her, pay the postage and all that. And of course, the spirit is willing. I want to do that, but the flesh is weak. And I know that I just can't. It's just going to be one more thing that's going to, I got so many things going on right now, and I'll explain that to you soon, but I will take the 11th caller here at the Revelation series, and you will have the privilege of being able to be the one who sends Charlotte Lemaster the ZWTF every weekend. That's right. See, the sun went away. I knew it. I told you. How long did it take? 8 minutes. Okay, my estimation was off by 3 minutes. Now I'm trying to get some light back on my computer here. Oh, boy, that really looks awful. Okay. So this is going to be a rare privilege for someone. You're going to have to go out of your way. This is going to take some doing. This is going to take some dedication, but your reward will be great in heaven. And your reward will be great because Charlotte Lemaster will also want to pinch your cheeks. And she will call you honey and darling and many other endearments that will make your day. All right. Now, going to take a little one-day break from the Revelation series. I'm going to talk about Franklin Graham. Yes, the son of the famous, world-famous evangelist Billy Graham, one of the most celebrated evangelists who doesn't know what the evangel is. Just a little detail there, Billy Graham. And his son Franklin is following in those vacant, soulless footsteps of his father. And he is saying this. I quote you from theblaze.com. Our nation is in trouble. Franklin Graham warns that, quote, we've turned our back on God. But fear not. Franklin Graham has a bold plan to fight back. Now the sun, speaking of fighting back, the sun's back. Now this is making me nuts. I'm having to adjust my lighting on the fly here, but that's okay. I'm a trained professional. Our nation is in trouble. We've turned our back on God, but God has a bold plan. Oh, well, no, Franklin has a bold plan, but I suppose God does too. And boy, God has been planning, trying to figure out what to do in the face of this evil, in the face of this godless nation. Poor God, thrown for a loop. But Franklin is on the job. Franklin Graham is a self-appointed rescuer of our nation. And I quote now from the article, Franklin Graham, president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, believes that America is in trouble. So he's embarking on a bold nationwide tour to encourage the masses to appeal to God in an effort to alter the nation's cultural trajectory. There's more, but let's stop there for now. He's trying to encourage the masses. Let me ask you this. When has any notable spiritual movement come out of the masses? That's the first suspicion here, that anything that happens to contact the masses is doomed to failure. Not to mention the fact that it is ridiculous and foolish and ignorant for anyone to imagine that the nation's cultural trajectory can be changed by rallying people in an appeal to God. This assumes many wrong things. First, God is deaf. The assumption is God is deaf. An appeal to God. In other words, the Franklin Graham people realize that only an appeal to God can alter the nation's cultural trajectory. In other words, God hasn't thought of doing this himself. He needs Christians. He needs masses of Christians, because this has to be a mass appeal. It's not a fact of the prayer of a righteous man affects much. No, no, it's not that at all. It's not one man in tune with God can affect something, notwithstanding the fact that God himself would give that prayer to that person anyway. I'm thinking specifically of Elijah. Anyway, in order to reach God, we have to appeal to the masses. Because God can only hear, because God has a hearing problem, God will only respond to mass appeal. He's huge, this God is, and he needs a huge cry. And the only way that a huge cry can come is if the masses are reached. And the only way that the masses can be reached is if Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, announces on a Facebook post that he is going to launch a program called Decision America Tour in an effort to land in every state. Oh, but not just every state in America, ladies and gentlemen, but every state capital in America. He's got to go to the capitals, you know, because that is where change takes place. Even though we have found out, oh boy, my lighting went to snot again. Even though we have found out in the book of Revelation that it is at the square of the cities. How's this? I'm going to just bring this light. It's in the square of the city, the downtown area of Jerusalem, that the bodies of the two witnesses will lie in state. It is the cultural, according to Graham, his lighting's driving me nuts. It's the cultural power of America. It's the mass movement of people under his direction, under the call of the great Franklin Graham, that will make the difference in our trajectory. And I believe when he says cultural direction, I said directory, I meant direction. When he says cultural trajectory, I think he means spiritual. I think he means spiritual. And I ask you this, has the man ever read the unveiling of Jesus Christ? Has he ever read the book of Revelation to see what is going to happen? Does he believe that by efforts of his evangelistic fervor, he won't be able to snatch America from its ultimate destiny? From its immediate destiny to bring the world under a unified governmental body that will become the wild beast? I'm pretty sure he thinks this, because Christians, as you know, are short-sighted. And famous Christians, such as the grandsons of great evangelists, the sons and grandsons, the progeny of vipers, these are the most short-sighted people of all. You and I are not to be tricked by this. You and I will not fall for the hyperbole. We will not fall for the slogans. We will not fall for the cross. We will not fall for the mass prayers. We are in tune with the living God, and we are in hiding, relatively, until this day of indignation comes and passes and brings God's righteousness, not religion's righteousness, but God's righteousness to the earth.